From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is the rather croaky Nigel Payne.
Yeah, well done, Nigel. You get prize for heroics of the week because you're recovering from musty bug. And so thank you for making the time to do this today. And we're going to ease you in to this episode talking about business impact. So a nice light subject for you to focus your mind. Yes, in this episode, we're going to be looking at a GP strategies and in association with Watershed. They do an annual bit of research on learning impact. And this research is called Measuring the Business Impact of Learning 2025 L&D at a Crossroads. Just so you know, it basically this bit of research asked 241 L&D professionals for their responses. And it is a piece of research that began on for a number of years, and they've interviewed thousands of people over the last 10 or so years, I think. It's one of those annual reports that is looking at.
GP has taken a real big interest in impact measurement. It's something they've had on the agenda, and they train people to measure impact as well. So yes, it's one of their things. Basically, it's a fascinating report, isn't it? I think the best bit, can I just get in quickly, Martin? The best bit is, who wants to measure learning impact? 98%. Who actually has a budget to manage learning impact? 24%. That is stunning. A 74% deviation between ambition and fulfillment. And that seems really depressing news, that even though it's important, even though 96% believe it's possible, only 24% have got a chance of doing that because there's no budget allocated.
Yeah, and I think also
it's remarkable.
But and in between those two figures, we have 62% have the capability to measure impact. So even if virtually 100% want to, 60%, 62% are able to with their skills and knowledge. And then obviously a quarter only have the budget. So it's a aspiration and reality check. And I don't think anyone would be overly surprised that the industry as a whole and learning professionals would want to measure learning impact. It's talked about an awful lot. In actual fact, it's talked about so much, and it seems to be such a persistent challenge. It is quite extraordinary, I think, that there's no answer or one answer to this. And I think this report has a slight interesting angle because it talks about two types of L&D in here. It talks about sort of strategic partner type learning functions and then the other types of learning functions that aren't. They're pretty much the ones that are just providing learning as a response to business need. And then you've got these kind of like a shared services type approach is what they call it in this report. And then you've got these strategic L&D teams. And interestingly, the strategic teams are the ones that are able and do report more on business impact metrics. And the shared services type of L&D setup is where they're basically reporting on learner satisfaction and things like that. So I think that's quite interesting. So that if it's basically saying the more strategic you are as a function, the more likely it is you're to be aligned with what the business is doing and what it needs. And therefore, it's going to drive an agenda around the impact that is business impact. So therefore, you're going to be reporting on that, which makes perfect sense to me.
It does. It's very interesting that if you look at L&D as a strategic partner, that has gone down. It's only 19% since it was something like 24% in 2023. And L&D as a shared service has gone down more dramatically. It's now at 20%. It was much higher. But What is increasing is the L&D as a valued service provider offering and responding ad hoc. So that's what we would have considered, Martin, I think, as the obvious minimum de minimis. They're saying, no, the minimum is where you're just seen as a shared service. Then you are seen as a valued service provider. Then you're seen as aligned with the business, and then you're a strategic partner. So there's a long way to go from 19% strategic partner to where we perhaps assume that L&D is headed. But that may be wrong. But I just find all of this stuff really, it's like a reality check in a way. It's sort of slap in the face saying, this is really what's going on over there. And it's not a wonderful, evolving situation. It's a kind of plodding along situation. Would you agree?
I would. I think there's something interesting in whether or not you're, in inverted commas, strategic. Basically, it just looked at, and the message seems quite clear from this research, is that if you are talking to the business, with the business, designing interventions that the business needs, you're likely to be reporting on it, on what you do in terms of business impact. That seems to me what's happening, because the conversation at that level is going to be that. And I think, but I don't think anyone in L&D didn't know that. This is
No.
why it's like a real head scratch for me. It's like this report has been saying this sort of thing for years, and other reports too. And lots of people in the market and the sector say it as well. But it's perplexing, I think, that. I think this is a really good mirror up to how your operations, but the other thing is it's suggesting that a lot of learning teams have a real challenge being seen as a strategic operator in the business.
Yeah, it's true. It's also quite interesting that 77% of those who have budget for measurement, it's set aside in their budget, and only 24% the organization sets it aside in its budget. And I would have thought that has to change too. That if it's critical for the organization to know that it's meeting these goals, in some ways it should be funding that review. As it funds other kinds of metrics. Like you don't get, I don't know, you don't get the finance department not having budget for metrics outside its day-to-day stuff. That comes from the organization. So there's a bit of a lag somewhere, isn't there, between aspiration and reality, like we saw in that early discussion, and then between budget aspiration and budget reality. So it's a kind of long way to go. That's the message, isn't it? We are somewhere along the path, but my goodness, it's a long road to get to where you would think you would be, which is organization funding, gathering of effectiveness and measurement metrics to understand the exact impact of L&D on the organization in order to tune it and get the maximum value back into the business from that investment. So hard. It's a hard read in a way, Martin, I found.
Yeah, but I think also a takeaway is also that data and analytics is increasingly a really important part of
Yes, it is.
the
It's
learning operation. And I think that there's a sobering chart in here, which is when it's looking at that, 11% don't measure or capture learning data yet,
yeah.
45% measure something, 31% do data evaluation, 8% advanced evaluation, 6% predictive and prescriptive analytics. So,
Yeah.
you know, it there's a lot. If it was like a maturity curve, then there's obviously a lot of scope to grow into that more mature end of how you use data and analytics to support business impact. But I think that's probably not news to a lot of people, but I think it's a stubborn issue, I think. It's like it's been said for a number of years, and it's more important than ever to get your head around data and analytics. Yeah, so interesting. So should we leave it there? We'll have the link around the podcast episode. Definitely worth looking at, and also just using that, I think, in within your organization. because there's good evidence here to say that if you're more strategic, this is what strategic can give you. It can start to help open the doors to business impact measurement and funding and basically having the kind of impact that you probably are looking for.
Yeah, I agree with you. And if it's tweaked your interest, if you're saying, oh, I really should know more, right at the end of the report on page 24, I think it is, there are a number of resources, podcasts, blogs, and even ebooks that will help you. Like the ebook, Learning and Analytics in Action, 5 Real World Case Studies. That's a really good place to start. I would recommend that's a really good little ebook for you. So this not only tells you the state of the marketplace, it sets an agenda moving forward, and then it gives you some resources to help you. What's not to like about that, Martin? People should download this report and read it. It's completely free.
Great, let's leave it there. Thanks, Nigel.
No problem. Thank you, Martin. The pleasure as always.
From scratch.